Almighty God, look with mercy on this, your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed, be given over into the hands of the wicked, and suffer death upon the cross. Keep us always faithful to him, our only Savior, who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Stricken, smitten, and afflicted, see him dying on the tree. 'Tis the Christ by man rejected, yes, my soul, 'tis he, 'tis he. 'Tis the long-expected prophet, David's son, yet David's Lord. Proofs I see sufficient of it, 'tis the true and faithful word. Tell me he who hear him groaning, was there his friends through fear his cause disowning, those insulting his distress. Many hands were raised to wound him, none would intervene to save, but the suppose the evil grace, hear its nature rightly, hear its guilt may estimate. Mark the sacrifice appointed, see who bears the awful load. Anointed Son of Man and Son of God, let them foundation hear the refuge of the lost. Christ the rock of our salvation is the responsively from Isaiah 53. Who has believed our message?
And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?
He grew up before him like a tender shoot,
and like a root out of dry ground.
He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him.
He
He was despised and rejected by men. Like one from whom men hide their faces,
he was despised, and we esteemed him not.
Surely he took up our infirmities,
and carried our sorrows.
Yet we considered him stricken by God,
smitten by him, and afflicted.
But he was pierced for our transgressions,
he was crushed for our iniquities.
The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. We all, like sheep, have gone astray.
Each of us has turned to his own way.
And the Lord has laid on him
the iniquity of us all.
He was oppressed and afflicted.
Yet he did not open his mouth.
He was led like a lamb to the slaughter.
As a sheep before the shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
By oppression and judgment he was taken away. For he was cut off from the land of the living.
For the transgression of my people, he was stricken.
He was assigned a grave with the wicked,
and with the rich in his death.
Though he had done no violence,
nor was any deceit in his mouth.
From 1 Peter chapter 1. It was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors.
But with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
Seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, over the past 6 weeks of this Lenten season, we've been looking back and remembering some of the people involved in Jesus' passion. Tonight, as we look to the cross, we are reminded that in the end, it's really all about one person. It is all about Jesus. It is Jesus alone who bore our sins to the cross that day. It is Jesus alone who received God's righteous judgment for those sins. It is Jesus alone who died for our sins. And it is Jesus alone who deserved none of those things. We read in Romans 6 that the wages of sin, what we deserve to receive for our sin, is death. Meaning not only physical death, but also, even more importantly, the spiritual death of being separated from God and from the comfort, peace, and joy that are found only in Him. Those are the wages that we would all receive if we were to be judged according to our worthiness and receive from God what we have earned from Him. In that case, the best that we could do would be to echo the words of the repentant thief crucified on one side of Jesus, who said to the thief on the other side of Jesus, "We indeed are sentenced justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man, Jesus, has done nothing wrong." And indeed, Jesus alone truly had done nothing wrong. Though he faced every temptation that we do, yet in all things he remained without sin. Jesus alone lived a sinless life of selfless love. Jesus alone never failed God or man. Jesus alone was truly deserving of praise from both God and man. So why then did this happen? Why did the one truly innocent person, the one perfectly loving person, suffer and die that Friday? Because that Friday, in his great love, Jesus chose to do for us what only he could do. The debt or penalty that mankind had incurred by our sin needed to be paid by man. But only one who had no sin of his own to die for could offer his life as a payment for other people's sins. And only a life of immeasurable worth would be of such great value that it would be enough to pay the debt of all mankind of all time. As true man, born of the Virgin Mary, Jesus could take upon himself the responsibility for man's sin. As a man with no sins of his own to pay for, Jesus could offer his life as payment for other people's sins, including yours and mine. And as true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, Jesus' life was of infinite value, great enough to pay the price for all of our sins, and not only ours, but the sins of the whole world. And so, on that dark Friday, Jesus did what only he could do. He freely gave himself into death to pay the price for all our sins, to win for us salvation. He redeemed us with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. And here we see what really lies at the heart of this night. That while, as we have said, for us, this night is all about Jesus, for Jesus, It is all about us. On this night, almost 2,000 years ago, Jesus chose to be pierced for our transgressions. He chose to be crushed for our iniquities. And he did that all for us, so that by his wounds we would be healed. He who had no sin chose to bear our sins, so that on account of him, we could then stand before God without sin, righteous in God's sight, because our sins have been taken away by the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He who alone truly deserved God's praise chose to be forsaken by God in our place, so that we could then be reconciled to God and have a place in his kingdom, in his house, and at his table. Christ freely chose to suffer all and to give up all, so that through him we could have it all. Forgiveness of all our sins, real and everlasting life, eternal salvation. Those are the priceless blessings that we now have because of the priceless sacrifice that Jesus made that day for us. For as we read in Romans 6:23, a verse that I began to quote earlier but didn't finish, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is why that Dark Friday is now known as Good Friday. And that is why we give thanks that this night and all of life really is all about Christ and him crucified for us. In his holy, saving name, amen. In the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. The choir will now sing the anthem, When Hope Fell Silent. Thank you. Please rise. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ,
our Redeemer and Friend,
though you are in very nature God,
you do not consider equality with God something to be used for your own advantage.
But you made yourself nothing,
taking the very nature of a servant.
And being found in appearance as a man, you humbled yourself. You came to us not to be served, but to serve.
And to give your life as a ransom for many.
In your wounds and in your death,
let us be reminded that all sin is enmity against you.
In your cross and passion,
let us marvel at the depth of your love for us.
For though we put our hands to idle and self-serving use, though our feet wander from your ways,
your feet bear the marks of your love for us.
Though our tongues speak words that hurt,
from your cross you prayed for our forgiveness.
Though our sins caused your death,
you gave yourself into death that we might have life.
For your incarnation,
we praise you.
For your perfect holy life, for your innocent suffering and death,
we worship you.
Trusting in your righteousness,
let us find healing in your wounds.
And by the light of your cross,
lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
You may be seated. We now remember the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ in the words of Scripture and song. From the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 14th chapter. While Jesus was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Seize him and lead him away under guard." And when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and he kissed him. And they laid hands on him and seized him. But one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus said to them, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." And they all left him and fled. And a young man followed him with nothing but a linen cloth about his body. And they seized him, but he left the linen cloth and ran away naked.
Jesus, I will ponder now on your holy passion. With your spirit me endow for such meditation. Grant that I in love and faith
And they led Jesus to the high priest. And all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes came together. And Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. And he was sitting with the guards and warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many bore false witness against him, but their testimony did not agree. And some stood up and bore false witness against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another not made with hands.' Yet even about this, their testimony did not agree." And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, "Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?" But he remained silent and made no answer. And the high priest asked him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" And Jesus said, "I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven." And the high priest tore his garments and said, "What further witness do we need? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?" And they all condemned him as deserving death. And some began to spit on him, to cover his face and to strike him, saying to him, "Prophesy." And the guards received him with blows. And as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, "You also were with the Nazarene, Jesus." But he denied it, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you mean." And he went out into the gateway, and the rooster crowed. And the servant girls saw him and began again to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But again, he denied it. And after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." But he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know this man of whom you speak." And immediately the rooster crowed a second time. And Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. And he broke down and wept.
It's called this indeed the cause has been of your crucifixion.
And as soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You have said so." And the chief priests accused him of many things. And Pilate again asked him, "Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the feast, he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in prison, who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And he answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead. And Pilate again said to them, "Then what shall I do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him." And Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is, the governor's headquarters. And they called together the whole battalion. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on him. And they began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they were striking his head with a reed, and spitting on him, and kneeling down in homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak, and put his own clothes on him. And they led him out to crucify him.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. And they brought him to the place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him, and divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. And it was the third hour when they crucified him. And the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two robbers, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, "Aha! You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." So also the chief priests with the scribes mocked him to one another, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also reviled him. And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, "Behold, he is calling Elijah." And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." Please rise in commemoration of the death of our Lord. And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he had breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was the Son of God." There were also women looking on from a distance, among whom were Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James the Younger and of Joseph, and Salome. When he was in Galilee, they followed him and ministered to him, and there were also many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. And when evening had come, since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate was surprised to hear that he should have already died. And summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he was already dead. And when he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the corpse to Joseph. And Joseph bought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud, and laid him in a tomb that had been cut out of the rock. and he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We praise you, O Christ, and we worship you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Amen.